Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Only today, the One Witness is going to be not myself, but it's going to be Tony Kruko. And the room is filled here with several people who are going to be on this week's broadcast. It's an amazing testimony of a miracle. Miracle healing. Now, this program is archived, and we're telling people, we're going to label it on our billybrim.org. It's going to be under the radio broadcasts, and as ever how many radio broadcasts it takes Tony to tell the miracle, it's going to be saying, radio broadcast such and such a date, Tony Kruko, I know of a man who needs this because of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I know of people who need this because of cancer. And so this is an up-to-date, active, in our lifetime, miracle. Now, I want to read first the Word of God. And I'm reading to you Isaiah chapter 52. And I'm reading to you from a Hebrew translation. We have the Bible with this translation. It's into English from the Hebrew and done by people in Jerusalem. And they get it so much more correct than our King James does. It's the prophecy of our Lord and Savior. It begins actually in Isaiah 52 verse 13. Behold, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. And of course, it's talking about Jesus. And then going on down to chapter 53. Who would have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness that we should look at him, and no countenance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. Doesn't say infirmities and weakness. It says pains and sickness. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not, but in truth he has borne our sicknesses and endured our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded because of our transgressions, bruised because of our iniquities. His sufferings were that we might have peace, and by his injury we are healed. I like the way they translated verse 10. It pleased Jehovah to crush him by disease. Oh, that would be a terrible to have a God that would please to crush someone by disease. And this was Jesus, who never sinned. Why did it please Jehovah? Because he knew that he was going to be able to get that healing over to us. And then in the New Testament, quoting those scriptures, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, it says, when the evening was come, verse 16, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus did it. He did it 2,000 years ago. You don't have to wait for some future date. He has already done it. Your faith can get it for you. Now, it's also quoted in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. In this room with me is my daughter, my elder daughter, Shelley Brim Baggett, and she's going to host this program for you the rest of the week. Also at the table with me is my daughter, Brenda Brim Kruko, and Brenda's husband, Tony, is the one who's witness, and Tony's a lawyer, so you know, Tony, that a witness has to tell the truth, don't you?
Amen.
All the truth and nothing but the truth. And he's going to give you a witness of his healing. Now, I'm going to just give my little part, and then I'm going to let them go for this. I was at my home. What was the date, Tony?
May 2nd, 2009.
May 2nd, 2009. I was sitting in my prayer chair, and I had my little notepad beside me. And written in it to this day is one of my prayer requests for that date. The first one. Dear Lord, keep Tony Kruko alive at the side of the road. I had received a telephone call that he had collapsed at the wheel of his car. The car was along the side of the road. was parked. Two young men, he'll tell you the story, had steered the car over to the side of the road. And when I got the call from them, or from you, Brenda, I can't remember who called me, Tony was on the side of the road. We didn't know what it was, but we knew it was life-threatening. And my prayer was, keep Tony alive. Well, praise God, he kept him alive. But it was through something even more horrendous than we probably thought it was at that moment. And so now, who wants to start this, Brenda or Tony?
Well, just what Mom said, I got a phone call from Donald, who was a young man that Tony was watching, watching over him at
temporary
that time.
Custody.
Temporary custody for a little while.
How old's Donald?
He's 14 at the time.
14 at that time,
uh-huh. And he said, he calls me Miss Brenda. He said, Miss Brenda, Tony's not doing very well. And Tony was on his way into town, and we were to have a date. And you were going to drop Donald off somewhere and with one of his friends. And I said...
Now, let me tell this, too. Mm-hmm. Tony and Brenda were not married at the time. Mm-hmm. Tony and Brenda have just been married now since this June 2010. And so this was last year. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and we weren't engaged. We were just dating. And so we had a date that night, and we hadn't had one since February 14th. So we were really looking forward to it. And so anyway, I didn't know what to think. And I said, well, can he get on the phone? He says he can't speak. He wants you to take him to the hospital. And so I said, okay. So I hung the phone down, and I called Mom and told her to pray for him.
So you had called me. I had forgotten who was the one.
And then didn't you try to call him or talk to him? Did you call?
Well, somehow I was on the phone with Donald. I guess I was trying to call you, Tony.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's when I was talking to Donald. And Donald, 14 years of age at the time, he told me what a bad shape Tony was in. And that's when I said my prayer request, God, dear Lord, keep Tony Kruko alive at the side of the road, and wrote it down.
Yeah, we kind of thought he might be having
a
heart attack.
Right now, we've got to rebuke death. We've got to pray for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I'm talking to Donald. 14-year-old kid, just scared. And I said, Donald, now just pray in tongues. And so we rebuked death, prayed for Tony, and then we prayed in tongues. And I had never heard Donald pray in tongues, but I'm telling you, he really got with it. Praying with tongues right there at the side of the road. We're going to be talking about things you need to do.
Amen.
You do, and the Holy Ghost will lead you.
Mm-hmm.
He led every person what to do. Brandon's across over here. He doesn't have a microphone, but he's our engineer, and he's doing all the times. Brandon was with his mom at the time when she's racing in her car, and she's just going to go there. Tony just wanted her to come to the side of the road and pick him up. But what did Brandon say?
Well, he said, Mom, we got to call the ambulance, and we did. I was driving. I was going very fast, and he called the ambulance. Or did I call him? He called the ambulance while I was driving. And by the time I got there, the ambulance, the first responders were there.
Oh, they were there when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
When I initially had Donald call for help to Brenda, I was in pretty good shape. And from the period of time from he ended that telephone call until the first paramedic or first responder arrived, My health just went downhill geometrically. I was so weak I couldn't stand up. I was going to move out of the driver's seat to clear the seat for Brenda to drive me to the hospital. And from when I tried to get out of the vehicle, it had attacked me so much. I just was starting to slide down to the ground. Couldn't stand. But I didn't realize that because I was in the seated position. And so from that point, the boys got me out of the driver's seat, carried me around to the passenger seat to clear it like I'd instructed them, and then Donald had to stand and hold me in the seat or I would slide out. About that time, after we had gotten me settled into the passenger seat, the first responder rolled in, and I was never so happy to see Taney County first responders show up to the scene, because we knew at that point it wasn't something that we could just drive to the hospital. It was life or death, as Billy was perceiving on the other end of the telephone.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it was. We at the time, I thought heart attack, you know. I don't know what you
And the first, thinking. I didn't think it was because I've had, I was born with a congenital heart defect, and I knew what the heart pain I normally had, and it wasn't that pain. But the first responders thought that it was my heart also because of the pain. It was in a different area than I was used to, but...
So it's going to be a very long story. It's going to take the whole week to tell it. But it was, it turned out to be extreme...
It was necrotic pancreatitis.
Necrotic? How are you spelling that? You don't know, but it starts with an N. You're not a doctor, you're a lawyer.
What necrosis means consuming or dying. The pancreas was eating itself.
The pancreas was eating itself.
It was dying and digesting itself.
And this is something that cannot be reversed. It cannot be healed. You usually die.
And your pancreas does not regenerate.
And your pancreas cannot regenerate, but we're telling you the end of the story first.
And it really, your body begins to shut down. It releases toxins in your system. Your heart begins to shut down, your respiratory system, which later hit, all that happened with him.
I was in the early stages of that, already at the side of the road.
Already at the side of the road. Mm. And the end result usually is death, because your pancreas has eaten itself up. But I'm going to tell you, long story short, that he now has a normal
size pancreas. With normal function.
It's such a, he's going to tell you the whole story, and you're going to be so excited. Get someone you know that needs to listen to this tomorrow. You tune in, and we're making some very special offers for you. One of them is Dodie Osteen's book, Healed of Cancer. This book played a part in Tony's healing. And the other one is, we're going to offer you the Healing Scriptures, The Power of Your Words by Jean Ann McNally. Both of these played a big part in Tony's healing. Another book played a part, and of course the Bible played the biggest part. But we're making these available to you. A very special offer this week. We're offering Dodie Osteen's book for $2. And we're offering Jean Ann McNally's... now, is this the one that has the Bible scriptures?
Yes.
Are you sure this is not the teaching one? This is the one that has the scriptures. We're offering the one that has the Bible scriptures, Jean Ann reading the Bible scriptures in her wonderful voice. And we're offering that for $5. Just say Jean Ann McNally's reading the scriptures and you'll get the correct CD. Both of them played a part in Tony's healing. If Tony can get his healing, you can get your healing, or someone you know can get their healing, or you can help someone to receive healing. You'll find out all the steps. They're going to make them very plain for you. Now, I won't be able to be with you the rest of the week, but Shelley, my daughter Shelley, is going to host Tony and Brenda as they tell the story of the miraculous healing from, say it again,
necrotic pancreatitis.
Necrotic pancreatitis, all to the glory of God. And this is everybody in the room saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow, and be sure to tune in.